Welcome back to another episode of the Amazon Private Label Show podcast, hosted by Michael and Ryan, the co-founders of Amazon FBAU. Today's episode, we're going to talk all about Amazon honeymoon period, really how to maximize how long it is. Spoiler, nobody really knows. But basically what we've seen, what we see work best, and really what you are... What not capitalizing the cost of it, essentially, what you are not using, and really just the consequence. So, Rye, you're launching products right now.
Oh, yeah.
Launched many for years. What have you learned? Why don't you just start more about the what the honeymoon period is, and then right into kind of how you try to use that information to capitalize.
So the honeymoon period is some Amazon Aikido, where they will give you a boost in the beginning to help you basically show up in the search results when people are searching for your product and give you a little bit of an advantage over your competitors. Now, the reason that they do this is because as soon as you set your product up, insert it into the Amazon catalog and launch your product as per se, Amazon knows you're on the back foot, right? You're probably at your most disadvantaged spot as you'll ever be in your whole Amazon career because you have no reviews. So no one trusts your product because no one has any reviews. No one wants to be a guinea pig. And also there's no BSR or bestseller rank. So Amazon hasn't ranked you. The algorithm doesn't know your product. They don't know what keywords you're likely to get sales for. So everything is against you in the beginning. So to somewhat counteract that, Amazon will give you a little bit of an advantage. Like no one really knows how much of an advantage they'll give you, but they'll give you precedence and put you in advantageous spots for the honeymoon period. Now, as Michael said, the honeymoon period is subjective. Some people say it's 6 weeks. Some people say it's 8 weeks. Some people say it's 12 weeks. I think it's somewhere between 4 and 6 weeks, to be honest. That's kind of where I've got it. But basically, the honeymoon period is that launch phase where you basically have to show Amazon that, hey, my product is worth showing up on page one. And if you smash your honeymoon period, you get a whole bunch of sales and you get a whole bunch of ranking and you get sales against specific keywords that are super relevant for your product, Amazon will basically store that information. And as long as those sales keep coming in and you keep hitting your targets, Amazon will make sure that, you know, alongside your PPC and your targeted campaigns, Amazon basically will improve your ranking. That's going to improve where you show up in the search results. So when people are searching for the specific keywords associated with your product, you should be showing up both in your sponsor listings through PPC and in your organic listings on page one. That is basically going to mean that you create that Amazon flywheel where you're getting sales, which is improving your rank. If your product is good, you'll be getting good reviews. And essentially, that process maintains you on page one and keeps you at the forefront of customers. So your conversion rate's good. Everything's all good. And basically just means that you'll basically always make sales as long as you're in stock. And that's absolutely what we want to do. So the main way we do that is by absolutely smashing the honeymoon period. Now, what should you be doing during your honeymoon period? So before your product lands at Amazon and starts getting checked in, what you want to do, a little kind of Easter egg spoiler here, is you want to go ahead and go into your listings backend through Manage All Inventory. And you want to change the offering release date. That basically will ensure that your product doesn't trigger for launch before you want it to. So the reason that we want to do this is because Amazon, once they check in our products, they don't always make them Prime eligible, but people will have the option to buy them. So if you don't do this little trick, what you'll find is that as your products trickle through Amazon's fulfillment centers and as they become available to buy for Amazon customers, Amazon will set your delivery date far out from basically the day at which customers are viewing your product. So, you know, you might have a delivery date that's 2 weeks out. That's really going to hurt your conversion rate because people that shop on Amazon want Prime products. If you don't have the Prime badge, people might look at your listing. That's going to charge you in PPC. You're going to pay for that ad, that click, but they're not going to buy your product because the delivery date's way out. So what you want to do instead is change your offering release date, put it way into the future, and wait till you have about 50 units available for customers to buy. Then you want to go ahead and set your offering release date to the date at which, whatever day that is. And that's going to mean that you're going to go live with Prime eligible products and you'll have at least 50, which will then give time for the rest of the products that are checking through to catch up to make sure that you don't go out of stock and you don't lose that Prime badge. That's basically what you want to do. So that's kind of a prerequisite to the whole launch. Now, for the honeymoon period, your absolute goal is to make sales. You have to make sales. And one of the best ways to do this, which I feel a lot of people overlook, is they price their product really, really high in the beginning, and they might be influenced by looking at the average price in the market, in the niche. They might be looking at some of the best sellers who have Amazon's Choice badges or the bestseller badge or even the new release badge. And they try and align themselves to the price point of those people. not really realizing that those people have probably already ranked quite well if they've got the bestseller badge or they've got Amazon's choice badges. And those guys have reviews, and reviews are the golden nuggets of Amazon, right? You know that when you go onto Amazon and you go to buy a product, you're not buying anything that doesn't have any reviews. So you absolutely have to make sure that you price your product competitively in the beginning when you don't have reviews. Now, when I say competitively, it's all subjective, right? A lot of people, you know, will take this and kind of run with it in different ways. But for me, what I really like to do is go super aggressive. So I'm willing to break even for the first sort of 100, 150 units of a product launch. Obviously, test the market. Tests don't go super low in the beginning, but typically what I find works for me is discounting the product to the average price in the market and then taking off a further 20 to 25%, depending on the product, depending on the price point. That basically then incentivizes customers to buy your product, even though you don't have any reviews or you don't have that many reviews. And that signifies to Amazon, when you're getting those sales against specific keywords, you know, you're running your PPC campaigns, not only is it going to increase your conversions from a PPC point of view, but it's also going to signify to Amazon that you are worthy to hold that position on page one or on page top of page two, let's say, for that keyword. And basically, you're going to get more eyeballs on your product. And considering you've done everything else right, which is, you know, you've got your great listing, you've got great images, title, bullet point, description is on point, everything's all good, you will be getting sales. And then what I tend to do is, as I'm getting more sales and my ranking is increasing, I slowly start to increase my price of the product. So I might increase it by $1 a day, for example, until I reach my basically long-term goal. And then at that point, it's really just a case of staying in stock and making sure that you don't run out of stock so you can maintain that. But Amazon really wants to reward products that sell. You know, think of it from Amazon's point of view. Why would I want to push a product to page one if it doesn't sell very well? I really only want to push products that sell and make money, because don't forget, Amazon make money when you make money. So that's how I'd set up and gear up for a launch. That is how you want to do things.
Yeah, and Ryan mentioned 4 to 6 weeks. That's about right. I think a little longer is sometimes happens. But what Amazon's really doing is giving you increased exposure in case you convert better than listings that otherwise would be shown there. And so, again, they just want listings that convert. And so you really want to maximize everything you can be doing at launch to have your listing, have your offer be something buyers actually want. So sometimes that means discounting price. If you can add coupons, I know they're making it hard for new products to be able to run coupons, but try adding a coupon, try Prime exclusive discounts. Definitely get search find buys, because that is essentially the only guaranteed sales you have, right? Where Amazon's giving you increased exposure, you're actually converting on it, and then the more you convert, the more they want to show you even higher and more frequently. And so it kind of just, like, a lot of people can have very, very strong launches after they get through that initial just sludge, right, of launching, nobody knowing you, you don't have any sales history, no reviews. And so that's why, as quickly as possible, you want traffic and conversions to your listing. And you know, getting reviews as well is something that Amazon's really, really looking for at the products during the honeymoon phase. Because if they increase exposure for a product and then, you know, 8 out of 10 reviews are bad, well, they're going to quickly end your honeymoon period right there. So it's not really like this thing where you just get a set period of time to convert. It's like you are given some rank juice, for lack of a better word, at the start. And if your listing performs the way, you know, Amazon wants, and we want too, right, high conversions, good reviews, then they'll continue showing it, and that boost will just lead to quickly being at a revenue mark that you just couldn't get to without it. So know about it.'t try to, I mean, there's not black and white information. It's really your honeymoon strategy and launch strategy are the same thing. You could swap one or the other, but just know, the more you convert, the more rapid reviews you get in, and they got to be good reviews, the easier you're going to have it in the next 2, 3, 4 months of your product launching and development. And if you take advantage of a launch, you just the life cycle of your product is a lot easier as long as you stay in stock. So know about it. Don't be afraid of it, and just really prepare for that launch.
Absolutely. Launch is super important. If you mess up your launch, it isn't the end of the world, but if you have an amazing launch, it really sets you up for absolute success on the Amazon platform. Now, guys, if you're listening to this podcast, you probably want to start your own private label business. We run the Accelerator 2.0, which is our flagship mentoring program. We offer unlimited coaching for a whole year, one-to-one calls with myself and Michael, something you won't get anywhere else, for a whole 365 days. So if you're interested in finding out a little bit more about what we offer and how we can help you build out successful brands on the Amazon platform, book a call with us. The link is in the description. And as always, we'll see you in the next episode.